Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. It's Lori. Thank you for stopping by. We have a new video that's been put up that shows a little bit more of the businesses that I think are part of this incredible undertaking. And as I said before, I know that this will work, but it's about getting people to be aware of it. And also, I don't see anyone else talking about it or sharing links about it. And I mean, when I say it, I mean this effort to try to turn our country around and to do that by using entertainment and music and having get-togethers and gatherings and camps for kids that instill good values and fun and adventure, plus socials and events that give people a chance to hear the other side of things. I mean, I saw this a long time ago. When I say I saw this, I mean showed me what was going to happen, and I thought it was going to happen at my place and my property. And I was like, how's that going to happen when, you know, what we're doing is just some remodeling? But now I understand that I was just seeing a glimpse of the future and that it's going to be happening everywhere, including other countries. And part of the effort now is to get people to try to get on board and be part of it. And I know it's difficult to do. I'm trying my best, but there's a lot of places that, a lot of things that have stood in the way. And one of the things is I don't have Chrome browser installed on my laptop. I have two other browsers, and so you need Chrome in order to use the dubbing over of whatever you create or make on Canva. So then I thought, well, maybe it's better because then people don't have to listen to what I'm saying in the video. They can actually just, you know, listen to their, make their own comments or have a meeting and say, okay, and we're going to be talking about this and we need to recruit some people for the projects that we're working on and getting behind and for raising money for sending our people to help. And, you know, so it's probably better that I didn't dub it over, but you have the capability on Canva. You can narrate and present your own presentations and or PDFs or videos. This is an invitation to the professionals, and I mean the people that are in the movie making world, the people that are singers and musicians, the people that are birds that building and designing and interior decoration and interior design and remodeling places. I mean, there's so many talented people out there. And one of a few of them are on the HGTV network. And, you know, they've been very successful. And I'm thinking in particular of Joanna and Chip Gaines. But there's also Ben and Aaron, she's an artist, and there's also Jenny and her husband, who he's a great carpenter. I mean, so many great people are in the home construction and remodeling business. And you can see a lot of them on HGTV. But what we're trying to do is to, you know, cultivate that next generation of talent and people that are like those people I mentioned, plus all the ones I don't have time to mention today, who are caring and good and kind and creative and, you know, really expert in their field. Because we need people that can work well with other people and teams, but also people that want to help. And some of the work is not going to be paid for. Some of the work is going to be basically volunteer work. And so we also need to know what kind of people are involved. And I say we, I mean the people that are in charge. And I keep thinking that, you know, I'll have better clarity on what I'm supposed to say or do, but all I know is that right now we have to get our group together, and I think a good way to do that is to have you come to the December 8th through the 10th Christmas in the Country event at the Rawhide Ranch that I've been trying to help for so long. And as I said many times, they didn't ask me to help them. I just felt like, yeah, they're doing this great work, and they've been shut down because of the COVID lockdown, and then they had so many kids that are on waiting lists to begin with, and the rescuing kids, and where are those kids supposed to get care and get tutoring and get health care, et cetera. So this is just so difficult. But once we get everything in place, I think it'll be a lot easier. And I keep saying that, and, you know, I'm hoping someone's listening. Draw your attention to the video that I just put up on Lori's show. And as I said before, Lori stands for Learn, Laugh, Love, Link, Lord, Liberty, On Real, In Circle. It's not my name. My name is Lori, but, you know, I'm not trying to take over. I'm not using my name. It was supposed to be a way to get information out to everyone. And I hope that you at least look at the videos, because I try to put the ideas together. So right now over on the Lori Show, we have some videos put up there. And it's also on In Circle, so that's another channel on Rumble. And I hope you take a look at it. And I'm going to put this audio when the show is over with it. I'm going to have to start doing another live stream. And I'm trying to figure out how to set up my locals so that I can do live audio. I mean, there's people over there that I never see them posting or doing anything, but somehow they have tens of thousands of followers. So it's like you're in the in crowd or you're not. And I really haven't spent any time over on locals because I've been doing other things on other platforms. And I'm not established over there, but if you're a professional, definitely get over to locals.com. The episode of the video I just put up is In Circle, Circle the Wagons time. So there's three different ways to spell In Circle, and they mean pretty much the same thing. And I think that pretty self-explanatory, but I hope that you take a moment to take a look at it. And if you want to be included in the videos and the radio shows and be mentioned, you know, I think the hardest thing for people is when they have a small business or a service or something that they're trying to do, to stand out and be seen. And yeah, but, you know, there's all kinds of things out there already, like the Chamber of Commerce and the BBB and local and Nextdoor and Facebook Marketplace. I mean, there's lots of places that you can be seen. But the idea of this was to have it be a group of people on the same page so that you get referral business, and that that also, you know, helps you not to have to spend so much on advertising, because the thing that always kills small businesses is advertising. And as I said in past shows, I've bought TV and radio ads, and it's devastatingly expensive. And that's why you don't see very many wedding shows besides the big ones staying around, because they can't compete and get the radio ads and that kind of thing. And even because when I did buy radio ads, I never heard them played on the radio. They put them on at 2 o'clock in the morning, but they charge you, you know, daytime rates for your ad. So it's very hard to find people that you can trust and that, you know, will do what they say they're going to do. And that's part of what InCircle is about. I do think that there are the people I've included in the latest video on Lori's show over on Rumble, I do think the people I've included, they haven't asked to be included. I'm putting them in there because I think they are key people in doing incredible good. And I don't see them advertise on TV or radio, or see them on Twitter, see them on Facebook, because they're busy doing their charity work and they're busy doing, taking care of people, or, you know, building or whatever they're doing. Like, you know, they're not involved with social media because they have, they're worker bees. They don't have the time for that. So that's partly why I've done what I've done, is so that we can be aware. I also believe that once I get my studio set up and I can, you know, record and have guests on, and I can do it using the YouTube platform, but I would rather not. But once that's all set up, I thought that the Blog Talk Radio was a good one for people who aren't that tech savvy, because they can have people call into the show, and you could have a student call in with questions or whatever. You could put things into the chat room and have people share files or do things there. But it's also very dangerous in a way to be doing things like live streams and all that nowadays, because even though it's encrypted and it's supposedly safe, you know, it's letting yourself open for hacking. And I have mixed feelings about most of the platforms that I've used, but Blog Talk has been pretty consistent, and it is easier to use than other ones I've tried. I'm over on TuneIn, and I've been on Spreaker and other places as well. But there's people that have blog podcasts, and they, you know, that's their income, and they do really great with it. I wasn't trying to use it for that purpose. I was trying to use it to connect us together and to give a platform for people who, you know, want to have something they need to say or would want to get out there, like an event, and they can't get the word out, and or they call into a bigger show and they can't get on because it's a waiting line. So, you know, if you go over to loribella.com, you can see the nationwide event list that's embedded in the newsletter. And then, you know, just see those links that are in the newsletter, and you can check back on that regularly and then see what's happening. I mean, they're not posting their events, because partly is they want to have people there that are, you know, good people and reliable people that they can trust not to behave badly. And it was one of the things that was problematic for me when I tried to do the first 9/11 2021 event, was that I was worried about Antifa and other groups, you know, crashing my event. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we have really vicious, nasty people on the left in our country. And that's partly what this is about, is to try to, you know, encircle the wagons and stay together. I think it's natural when people are afraid that they just kind of stay home and stay by themselves, and that's not what we need to do. We need to push back and be unafraid with what happened in Israel. A lot of people might not be thinking about going to any concerts or anything like that, or big Christmas parties, but we've got to continue to live our lives and not let this evil win. I wanted to just briefly mention about what's going on with, unfortunately, because of the communists and the foreigners and fascists and, you know, really stupid, evil people that have taken over education, they are very anti-Israel, and they blame Israel for the problems of other countries or people like the Palestinians. The Palestinians are originally Egyptians. Okay, they went to Lebanon. They took over Palestine, killed all the Christians and Jews, or forced them out. I've met people from Lebanon. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. And they're basically disgruntled Muslim Egyptians, like Arafat was. Arafat was an Egyptian Muslim. Okay, and it's not that all Muslims are wacky or head choppers or anti-gay or jihadists. But there's enough of them. There's enough of them that that is probably 23,000 to 35,000 here right now. And I'm getting the signal I'm not supposed to talk about that. So we have to realize that they're pushing a draft now to get, because the military is being taken out. Or, I mean, people are leaving the military, I should say. It's a volunteer military, people, okay? The people who go in there are people who want to serve their country. Nobody wants to serve in a military where you feel like you're going to, you know, be attacked by some transgender because, you know, they think you're a bigot or whatever their issue is. And a lot of them are enlisting just to get their sex change paid for. They get pulling a salary and they're not doing anything. And you have these woke morons that should never have been made officers in charge of military now. The good ones have retired or left. And so they're going to do a draft, and they're going to be pulling in your kids to go over to Ukraine so they can be cannon fodder and fight the Russians. The Russians were against the Nazis. They fought against the Nazis, people, okay? Just recently in Canada, they honored a Nazi supporter in the Canadian Parliament. That's how stupid the left are, that they don't even realize or remember history. And I also wanted to just mention that things are better than they were 2 years ago in some ways, because now we are more aware of that when Trump called it the fake media, he was spot on. They say what they're told to say. They all sound the same because they have the same talking points. alternative media would never have happened if it wasn't that we weren't getting the true facts or we weren't getting it, you know, with the bias. But they also don't want to be out of business, and so they, you know, keep putting down the alternative media, which I guess you can call it the liberty media versus the dinosaur media. And so they, you know, attack us or people like me, like And We Know, and Real America's Voice, which americasvoice.news, and a lot of the channels that are on the Pluto channel, like The First, like Real America's News, like One American News Network, Newsmax over there as well. I mean, there's quite a few that are over on Pluto, including the Young Turks, which, you know, those are Muslim Turkey people from Turkey. And, you know, they did the Armenian genocide and the Albanian genocide of Christians. And they even dressed up as Jews to try to blame the Jews for that. So, I mean, a lot of the real history people don't even know. So what I'm trying to get across to you is that we're to the point now where we have to detach from them. And I say them meaning the leftists and the fake media and the, you know, really strange satanic part of Hollywood that doesn't think it's unusual to advocate chopping off penises and mutilating girls so that they can never have sex without pain, like what they do in a lot of Muslim cultures still. Okay, it's called genital mutilation. They remove the clitoris so that the female is in pain or can't enjoy sex. I mean, they, in Muslim countries, they're still hanging gays. They're still killing and abusing people who aren't Muslims. They are almost like another type of people that really are vicious. And so the Palestinians are right in some point. They're saying that, you know, we're not all Palestinians are terrorists, but most of the terrorists are Palestinian. So, you know, go figure. So anyway, I wanted to say to you that I feel like I've done what I can do and what I felt needed to be done, because I wasn't seeing discussion of all these national events and all these organizations and things that were happening. I put them into the ICU guide, meaning encircle us, but also meaning ICU, meaning I see the good stuff you're doing. And that was to try to get us more on the same page and organized, because unfortunately the left are very organized. They're very good at spinning the truth. They're very, very good at pretending what they're doing is good. Like they'll stand up for the Palestinians, but they won't stand up for the January 6th prisoners of war that have been in there since 2021. And these are men and women that went to the Capitol to protest against the fast certification of the 2020 presidential election that had all kinds of in-our-faces problems, okay? And maybe you weren't paying attention, but people who do pay attention saw what was done, you know, feeding ballots through the machines over and over again, doing it at night without any supervision, having power shutdowns and, you know, pretend that a water leak happened so they have to shut down, and then having in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, vans brought in with ballots. I mean, all kinds of shenanigans and plain out cheating went down for the 2020 election, because the people that are in charge, like Brennan and the FBI that are dirty and the other CIA that are dirty, they are facing, you know, criminal federal crimes charges. And the media is too, for their complicity and for conspiring to throw a presidential election, and for the unwarranted and substantiated attacks on President Trump. So they had an incentive to, you know, rig the election and steal it. So we are in an undeclared war, and it's going to get ugly. And I'm saying to get connected to the good people and get prepared, because you don't want to count on this government that's in there right now that shouldn't be to do anything. Okay, these are fascists. These are people that you wouldn't want to trust with your life, let alone your money. So I'm going to get off, and I'm going to try to find another way to get involved. And that's what we all have to do. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing another show for a while, because I have a lot of problems right now with what we're trying to do with our farm and government coming after us when we haven't done anything. So this is how these people roll. They terrorize civilians who pay their salaries. If that doesn't upset you, then I don't know what will. All right, I'm getting off. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. God bless America so we can bless the world. And please help and pray and support the January 6th prisoners of war. They need financial support, people, so pay attention. You can see more about that on cowboylogic.us and americasvoice.news. I just can't believe how my country has changed so drastically, so quickly, and all because of Obama and his Muslim Brotherhood that is in our Congress now. And yes, they are unfit for serving because they can't uphold the U.S. Constitution. It's against their religion. They can only support the Sharia. They pretend to be nice until they get a majority. And that's why Obama imported tens of thousands and gave them green cards, because they're going to be voting, as are the people that are flooding in now on the border. They're going to be voting. They have ID cards, and they can't ask them if it's a real one or not. And they're going to be voting. So they're canceling our votes, but we're still supposed to pay taxes, and we're still supposed to have them have fantastic lifestyles while we're all suffering and barely getting by. Congress is in breach of their fiduciary responsibilities, and they are war criminals at this point, because now they're going to be recruiting our young men and women to go and get blown up in the Ukraine and against Russia. And Israel is not being supported by our own government like it used to be. And that's because the people in government have sided with the communist Chinese and the Muslim Brotherhood that Obama installed. And so did Bush, for that matter. Bush and Clinton and Obama are all in it together. They got rich off of their off-the-books activities, black operations, etc. So they don't have any reason to tell the truth, because they basically are warmongers and war profiteers. You know, only person that didn't get us into some more wars and actually had peace was President Trump, but he gets portrayed as some, you know, cowboy who's going to, you know, get us all killed. It's Biden who's going to get us all killed. And I'm sorry, but to have people like that in charge of my country and that I'm paying their salaries for, it really upsets me, and it upsets a lot of people. But nobody has the guts to say it, because they know the government will come after them, which is what was happened to me. And I don't want that to happen to other people. I don't want people to be feeling the way that I have felt for years now, and unable to get help. I will be doing, after 2024, we'll be doing the things that I planned to do in 2015, but was prevented from doing by my corrupt Obama-Biden regime. Not mine. It's and so I wasn't able to do my dreams and my plans because of what was done to us unfairly and unjustly without provocation. So I'm looking for people who want to be part of this barn build, and I'm looking for people who want to be leaders and also people who want to learn and be interns. And Mike Rowe of Mike Rowe Works, he's the guy that did Dirty Jobs, has a website where he has jobs listed, but it's also not just, you know, locally, it's everywhere. And so that's, he has a foundation that's extremely well supported. And I think if you are interested in what I call Operation Rainbow Action, I would contact him, microworks.org. And I've tried to include some of the other organizations that I think are making a difference. And I'm hoping that I'll meet some of you in December near Rainbow at the Rawhide Ranch. They need help right now because they're planning this Christmas party, and it's called Christmas in the Country, I think is how it's being presented. But, you know, they are a children's camp, and they have horseback riding going on. They have people come from all over the world to go and learn the techniques and the vaulting and specialty riding. There's a lot of people into equestrian there, but they focus mainly on the camps that go throughout the year, and they're accredited and they're very well respected. They've been around since the early 1960s, but you know, when you're putting all your effort and money into staff and maintenance of the property and, you know, food for the campers and, you know, bedding, all the stuff that goes into running a camping place, you know, it doesn't leave a whole lot of budget left for improving the property. So right now they could, I think, use some volunteers for helping with getting things ready for the holiday Christmas party. It's going to be a really special event, and with demonstrations as well as lots of fun things. And you can look at it at rawhideranch.com. Time, you know, think about getting involved with helping spruce up the town. It has an old west town near the arena and the chapel, and you know, it's looking pretty weathered. So maybe, you know, a can of paint is needed. Maybe that's something you'd want to do. I'm going to try to do it. I just have a problem right now where I can't be gone from home because my husband hasn't been himself. All right, so I'm asking for professionals and volunteers to contact the people that I put into the ICU guide. There's different organizations I put in there, you know, Moms for America, Moms for Liberty, all bunch of different organizations. And there are people stepping up, and because they have the clout and they have the money, they are getting involved and they're making a difference. And, you know, I didn't see any of the events being talked about. I didn't see any of the organizations being talked about. So I thought, okay, maybe that's what the Lord wants me to do, is to try to bring people up to speed on that. Now, regarding the video I just put up, I think on my last video, my last audio, I said about the Busy Town being the books that my kids liked when they were little, and they were written by Richard Scarry, who was a map maker, and that was the inspiration for the video. But it's also to say, you know, look, they need us, okay? They think that AI will replace us and that, you know, we're basically disposable. We've got to show them we're not disposable. You know, we are the people that make the country tick. And if you want to be part of that, you can send your ad or your audio to the uploaded on LoriBeller.com, or you can send it via email. It's shared at the bottom right-hand corner. And I'll include it into the next video. I mean, I know that this will help people, and so that's why I'm doing it. But I would like to have your participation and cooperation. And I also believe that it'll be so much easier once the kinks are worked out and people realize, like, oh, okay, that's what this is about. These are good people and doing this. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry. I believe that the property that's at the bottom of the mountain, from me, I'm up on top of a mountain, I believe that property is going to be a school, private, like art school or trade school. It's a perfect location for that. So once I have more information about that, I'll be talking about that. But there'll be need for worker bees for that. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have, like, top-notch skills. It means that you have basic skills and some tools and that you can be trained. I mean, that's part of what going to college is, basically showing that you are teachable and trainable. And we don't need them, okay? They need us, and that's the whole thing. The trades that are needed right now are HVAC, plumbing, carpentry, electrical. And as far as medical goes, I think physical therapists, dental technicians, hygienists, dentists, and denture makers. There seems to be a problem with that they used to send out their orders to foreign countries, mainly China, and then they don't, we need to make them here. We need to know what's being used in the product and that it's safe and that it's made in the USA. Mike Lindell has worked really hard to try to get manufacturing back to the Rust Belt. He's making everything from sheets to comforters to towels and pillows and slippers. And some of them will make really great Christmas gifts. So support Mike Lindell, because he has spent a fortune of his own money trying to solve the problems that we have with our elections being vulnerable. And they're going to be even more vulnerable now that Biden imported other nations to vote in our elections and cancel our votes. And if that doesn't upset you, then I don't know what will. I want to give a plug to Backyard Brewery, Bill Carter. He's over on Micro Place in Escondido. It's a cute little place, and if you're looking for a nice little hangout and some really excellent homebrew, Backyard Brewery. And the Solana Center in Encinitas has solarcenter.org. They are helping people to be able to be green. And you can learn more about that at SolanaCenter.org. There's a company called Pacific Hydrotech Corporation. I've spoken to them. They're out of Paris, P-E-R-R-I-S, California. His name's Lou Hayden. And they have water, they're water related, put it that way. So that might be something to check on. And Rick Stanko is the guy who did our driveway many, many years ago. It needs to be redone. And he's licensed. He's in Paris as well. And it's Rick Stanko, paving, grading, seal coating, asphalt repair. His toll-free number is 1-800-322-9055. It's a company called Fizz N, and she has, she's the founder and operator of basically empowered